And well, let's see. When we got to Fairbanks, why, the thing went right on the job. They didn't let me. I repaired the seats. I put them all together and welded them all up and everything. And then we took them over and going to have them upholstered. And in the meantime, they wanted to use the airplanes bad, you know, flying here to White Horse and back. They were using it all the time. And we could only haul six people, I think. Four in the seats. No, five. Five passengers. But, God, they were pay anything to get to Anchorage, to White Horse. So people were coming in from Anchorage and down the chain and Nome and everywhere, wanting to go outside. So they used the airplane, and on one of the, we didn't get a chance, they didn't let it up long enough for us to get a good chance to winterize it. Okay, come wintertime, Terrence McDonald took off and went to White Horse. And on the way back, he run into some nasty weather and had to land at Northway or somewhere. Tolk, Northway. I don't think, no, Tanacross. The military had built a field there at Tanacross. And they had no facilities there, no heaters, no nothing. And his engines got cold, and he had run them a while and shut them down and then run them a while and shut them down. Finally, he couldn't stand it no longer, and he loaded his passengers aboard and took off. And he come down right on a bar opposite to Harding Lake out in the Tanana. Busted the airplane up pretty bad. Landed on his belly. Well, all those guys had to do, he knew where he was all the time. All they had to do, the engines quit, two upwind motors quit. And they walked across the river, crawled up the bank, and they were on the old Rich Road. Well, they waited there a while, and a car come along, and picked Bob, took him to town. So I went out the next day and looked at the thing, and of course, nothing we could do. We had just tore it apart. I got Mutchler's, Dave Mutchler. He had a cat and a sled. We went out and hauled it into Fairbanks. And we never rebuilt it. Punched pretty bad all through the bottom and everything.